This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Val said correctly, too. USA Prepares, thank you for being in class with us. Alex is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. Dr. Sheely's with us. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Me, too. Dr. Sheely, anything that you'd like to share with us before we get underway today?
No, I'm open.
Okay. So, over the weekend, there was an electricity outage in the United States. New York to Michigan, hundreds of thousands of people were without electricity. We predicted this on Friday. We said the temperatures would hit 110, or it would feel like 110. And that there would be electrical outages. Well, 800,000 people were without electricity because of the heat. So here are a couple thoughts, and actually there's a medical question at the end of all this. So in New York City, Con Edison, which actually stands for Consolidated Edison, the electric utility company, shut off electricity to about 50,000 people. And they did that so more wouldn't lose electricity. What happened is the electrical power grid in New York City could not handle the load. Why is that? Well, because of the heat and people turning on their air conditioning units. And if you think about it, it was during the weekend. So most of those big office buildings were shut down. Minimal electricity usage in those big office buildings, those skyscrapers. People were home. But what's happening is we're using more and more electricity every day. We have more electric vehicles coming online. Our electric grid is old. Some of it is over 100 years old. And it was never designed for air conditioning, all the refrigeration that we have, the freezers, the portable air conditioning units, the window units, the whole house air conditioning units, the building air conditioning units. People used to use fans. Well, not so much anymore. So if you look at what we're doing, we're using more electricity than ever before because of things like escalators, elevators, subways. Subways are electric powered. Lighting. Security systems, electric bridges, you know, those drawbridges that rise and lower, heating systems, air conditioning systems, water treatment systems, sewage treatment systems, water well systems, entertainment. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And, of course, mobile applications on our cell phones and computers and televisions. Put it all together, we're taxing the grid all the time. So adding more electric vehicles is like the worst possible thing we can do to the grid. Because it's going to be harder and harder to put more wires on the same poles and in the same conduit underground. And what happens is when there's more electricity running through a wire, the wire gets hot because of resistance. It literally gets hot. So the reason that power lines are up in the air between poles is because the heat can be dissipated by the air. They literally are hot. You can burn yourself with them. As a matter of fact, they can start fires. So when we overload the wires, they get really, really hot and can start fires. So I just wanted to share that's the kind of thing that was happening in New York City, from New York City to Michigan, where 800 people were without electricity. And it was shut down on purpose to many of them. And Con Edison, Consolidated Edison, literally shut down the voltage or reduced the voltage 8%. Now, what does that mean? Well, electric motors have to have a high starting voltage in order to get the motor started. Okay. It takes three times the current to start, three times the current, not voltage, current, to start an electric motor as it takes to run an electric motor. Now, what's an electric motor? A well pump, an air conditioning unit, a freezer, a refrigerator, a fan, anything that has a motor. Okay, it takes three times the current to start that. Well, they reduced the voltage 8%. So what does that mean? Well, typically, voltage is 120 volts for most AC outlets. That would bring it down to 110 volts. If it started at 110 volts, it would bring it down to 101 volts with an 8% reduction. That means that you're right on the threshold of just being able to start an electric motor. So if you have an air conditioning unit, it's so hard on those air conditioning units to try to start at 101 volts compared to 120 volts. It's rough on them. They get really hot and they wear out faster. So there's a lot of things to be concerned about when there's an electric power voltage reduction. So I just wanted to share that with our class. So the next question, Dr. Shula, do you have any comments about what I just said?
Yeah, I do seriously question, especially, in fact, and I don't question, I think the most horrible thing I ever considered is driverless electric cars. I think that is the greatest waste of consciousness in history.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I don't know about electric cars in general. You know, interestingly, I remember electric cars. In 1938, we had electric cars.
Right. The first electric car that made the production line, I believe, was 1906. And I saw it.
I remember one of my teachers having one.
Mm-hmm. And you know, an electric car is an okay thing. The problem with an electric car is we want all kinds of conveniences with it. We want air conditioning, power steering, power brakes, power windows, entertainment systems, navigation systems, communication systems, you know, computers to look forward, backward, left, right. All kinds of electronics are running in these electric cars, and they don't have the capacity to store the energy that you would store in a gas tank on a gas-powered vehicle or a diesel-powered vehicle. And I got to tell you, if I hooked up, if I had an electric tractor like a Tesla, I wouldn't go more than 30 feet with a 15-foot bat-wing mower. I'd have to charge it every 30 feet. And that's because it just doesn't have the energy density. So electricity, while people think it's it's clean, it's not clean. Because it's really dirty where you generate that electricity. And there are losses in the pipeline, if you will, which is really the electric wires overhead and the transformer. So the farther you get away from the power generation source, the more you have lost the electricity that was generated. So you lose you lose energy during the generation of electricity, you know, the heat, steam, pollution, and then you lose it in the conversion of high voltage to lower voltage with the transformers, then you lose it in the power lines, and then you lose it all the way along. And then when you go to charge your electric battery in your electric car, you lose, there are losses there. And then when you use the electric motor, there are losses there, and there's friction losses in the transmission and so forth of the electric power to the wheels. And there are tire losses and energy losses. So everywhere you look at it, there are losses, wind resistance. So it really is not totally ideal, unless maybe you have your own solar generation system, which is non-polluting once the system is installed. Then it's probably okay. But you're still not going to go more than typically 100 miles. Now, for me, that doesn't make sense because I would run out of electricity before I got home if I went to Springfield. You know, so if I left the farm and came back, I'd run out of electricity. And I'd have to say to people, well, wait a minute, how much do you weigh? Because I'm going to Springfield, Missouri from the farm, and I don't think I can take the extra weight. So, you know.
I think you amplified my concerns about electric cars adequately.
I mean, I have some friends that, you know, weigh more than I do, and, you know, I'd look at the seats and I'd look at them and I'd say, you know, I'd love to take you, but we'll never make it back. You know, we'll get back, you know, almost home. We'll have to walk the last 20 miles, or push the car the last 20 miles. I mean, that's really what we're looking at, Dr. Shuley. The infrastructure's not there. And people are not going to want to trickle charge their electric cars. You know, they're not going to want to plug them in and say, you know what, we'll hook it up to our solar system and like mid next week, you know, it'll be charged so we can go to Springfield. They're not going to want that. They're going to want... Well, that's what's happened to us. We've become lazy. We've become demanding. We want it now. So I guess the whole point of what I was saying is we are totally dependent on electricity. There are people on dialysis machines. There are people on respirators. There are people in hospitals. All hospitals are totally dependent on electricity. Lights go out, there'll be panic in a hospital. So what we need to really do is focus on reducing our consumption. We don't have to have the TV running for background noise. We don't need that. We really don't. We don't need to have the computers running 24 hours a day, whether we're in front of them or not. We don't need to have constant communication with the cell towers. We really don't. We can live a simpler life and pollute less and use less and have less electromagnetic radiation surrounding us. So I'm concerned about all this, and because we are so addicted to electricity, that's our Achilles heel. Absolutely, it's our Achilles heel. What happens if electricity stops in New York City? The subways stop. So nobody goes to work. And that may not be a bad thing, but people will die from the heat. So the medical question I had at the end of this long run-on sentence is, what do we do about the heat? What do we do if the air conditioning doesn't work, if the fans stop running, if the best thing that we can do is either open the window or go outside or sit under a tree? What do we do to prevent ourselves from dehydrating and dying as a result of the heat? That's, I guess, the question.
Well, I put in a little diesel generator in 1999, and I've had to use it only once, and I don't know how long it would last if we had a real, you know, long-standing outage, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I have a diesel generator here at the farm, and we've got solar power, but, you know, the plan is solar will work great, but that means the sun has to shine, and the sun's not always shining, especially at night. The sun never shines at night. I mean, and the funny thing about that is that's when you really want electricity, because you can't see where you're going, because it's dark. So, you know, solar power is really kind of a neat thing, but when the sun doesn't shine, you want a diesel generator. But the problem with diesel generators is they use fuel. And how much do they use? Well, diesels use less than gasoline-powered, which use less than propane-powered generators. But our diesel generator will burn about a half a gallon of diesel fuel an hour. So if we ran it 24 hours a day, that'd be 12 gallons a day. Now, how many people have 12 gallons? Let's say it was just a gas generator. How many people would have 12 gallons of gasoline stored, you know, in their garage or wherever? How many? Not so many, right? Most people probably have a 5-gallon gas can, maybe two, and on average, you might have 5 gallons, you know, halfway between empty and completely topped off. 10 gallons completely topped off, zero empty, so the average would be 5 gallons. So I figure the most that a typical person would have is 5 gallons. So that means 5 hours of a gasoline generator. 5 hours. That's a big problem. So, through hydration, Dr. Shuley, my question is Gatorade, Powerade, water, tea, coffee, soda. What is number one, number two, maybe number three on your list of what do we do when the weather is like this? Because there's going to be more and more and more of this. This is just the top tip of the iceberg because we're using more electricity. So, how do we stay hydrated? What's number one, two, and three on your list? We'll be back with Norm Shuley.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to.
Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, back to Norm Shealy's with us, medical doctor. And if you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And we're talking about this massive power outage from Michigan to New York City, including Milwaukee. And so many people were without electricity, and they were hot. Hot because it felt like 110 degrees outside. And if you're in an apartment building, it would feel like much higher temperatures because your refrigerator would be running if you had power. If you didn't, you were just you're just cooled by the breeze. Whatever might come in your window and go out maybe another window. So, Dr. Shealy, what do we do about what's number one, two, and three in your mind about staying hydrated and not dying from the heat?
Well, the most important thing is to have real water, of course, and that is not city water. At least filter your water to get rid of the fluoride, because otherwise you're getting a double whammy poison. And beyond that, I think just learn to detach. You know, I'm one of those few people who likes heat. 100 degrees to me is pleasant. So, and I've been in Phoenix many times when it's 112, and I don't mind that at all.
I was thinking about you yesterday and the day before. We were cooking here at the farm. When I say cooking, I mean we were cooking.
And well,
we were so hot.
It was even hotter.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty hot here, and we'd go in the shade, and then we'd go out and work, and then we'd go back in the shade, and that's what we did. And we were soaking wet, literally soaking wet, trying to, you know, work on the equipment here at the farm. outside. And I would say we, you know, at best we might have been 25% effective for the day compared to a normal day because it was just so hot. It was hot everywhere, and inside, outside, and but I'm very concerned. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you about was Gatorade. Now Gatorade is this liquid, or you can buy it in a powder. And let me read the ingredients, and let me and the class know what your thoughts are about Gatorade as,
okay,
as a hydrating.
To me, it's junk. Okay. It's still better than Coke.
That's what Joey. That's what Joey says. Yeah. Okay, but it, you know, in case the class wants to know, it has sucrose, which is sugar, right? Dextrose, which is sugar. Then it has citric acid, which I guess that's okay, right? It has natural and artificial flavors. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fair. No, that's not good at all.
citric acid's not good?
Well, it's, you know, it's not natural. If you didn't have an orange or a lemon or a lime, you know, it's an artificial thing.
Okay. And they say Gatorade has natural and artificial flavors. Then it says salt, sodium, citrate. How about that?
Junk.
Potassium phosphate. Monopotassium phosphate.
That's okay.
Right. Gum arabic.
Fair.
Glycerol ester of rosin. Glycerol ester of rosin.
Well, I can't give me a good reason for it, but I don't know a good reason against it, so I don't know.
Okay. And then sucrose acetate isobutyrate.
More junk.
And then to top it off, yellow 5.
Junk.
Yellow 5 dye. Yep. Okay. Now, Joey said something to me. He said, hey, Vin, why don't you try this? Said, Himalayan salt, you know, pink salt, in filtered water with a little bit of real honey. And I did it, and it was great. What do you think about that?
I think it's good. You know what my favorite would be? Lemongrass tea. Lemongrass is one of the best of the natural herbs.
Okay, so when you get lemongrass, or you make lemongrass tea, do you grow lemongrass? Do you buy lemongrass? Do you have
it
in the tea bag?
Well, I buy dried tea, but you can grow it here.
Okay. Lemongrass tea. Okay. And do you put honey in that, or do you, is it just...
I like it plain.
Filtered water?
Yeah, just water. Filtered water.
How about moringa tea? Have you experimented with that? I'm looking at
that. Well, that's a bit stronger, but that'd be my favorite of all.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two-thirds of the lower 48 have been suffering with a heat wave since late last week, but it's finally coming to an end. Although in New York City, the mayor, Democrat Bill de Blasio, wants to know why the utility Con Edison has had so many power problems in recent days.
We still do not have an answer, except that we know a week ago there was a malfunctioning piece of equipment, but no answer as to why, no answer as to how they're going to make sure it doesn't happen again.
At least three people have died because of heat-related issues, including one in Arkansas and two in Maryland. Amid ongoing tensions with Washington, Iran's now claiming to have shut down a spy ring. It says it arrested 17 people who were allegedly recruited by the CIA. The CIA has not commented. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says you have to take what Iran says with a grain of salt. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Watch it. No, there's something happening. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
mine.
When you go to
the
DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormSheely.com, NormSheely.com, medical doctor. Dr. Shealy, you mentioned moringa, the moringa trees, and so I immediately bought some while we're on the air.
And I have 50 of them growing.
Yeah.
Thanks to you.
I'm delighted. Well, I bought three plants. I figured one of them would probably not survive, so I got three. I thought we needed two. So I bought three, and they arrived in the U.S. mail, and two of them were just too small. So only one of the three survived. So I do not recommend that you buy moringa trees, these little saplings. They show them much bigger than they are. when they get put in the box to ship to you. So on the internet, they show them really, you know, much taller than they really are. So two of them didn't survive. As hard as I tried to get them to survive, one of them is doing okay. And what I did was I bought some moringa seeds on the internet, and I shared them with our close friends, and they're doing well. So what I did, Dr. Shuley, was I got one of those little low trays with a cover, plastic trays, clear top, and put a paper towel down, folded it twice, put the seeds on top of that, put some water on that, put some another layer of paper towel on top, and left it for a few days where it stayed moist, and they popped out really fast, and we planted them in some garden soil, and they're doing really, really well. So how did you plant yours?
Well, I just planted them in little pots with good potting soil and wet them thoroughly.
Okay, and so it's really easy. I can put them down maybe half an inch to an inch down in the soil, keep them moist, and it's these. You don't need a green thumb for these. These grow pretty easily. Now, what about making tea? Because I'm looking at these plants. I don't want to take the leaves off just yet because they're too small.
Well,
but what about making tea?
Okay, first of all, I ordered some organic moringa powder. And I would consider it on a scale of 0 to 10, oh, a good 6. But then my friend who introduced me to this sent me ZIJA Core Moringa Super Mix. And wow, I give that a 10. And I have now collected a few dozen articles on the widespread health benefits of moringa. Now, this particular one includes the seeds, the fruit, and the leaves of the moringa tree. And it just is energizing and not over, and just good, safe energy, if you will. And it just makes you feel good. I think it's got all kinds of, in other words, actually, I think if you don't take any supplements whatsoever, and I believe everybody should, this has adequate enough to a B complex and all kinds of antioxidants, 38 different antioxidants, etc. So this is the top of my list of food supplement recommendations.
And how do you spell that particular moringa? Z-I-G-A?
What's the rest of it? Z as in zebra.
Right.
Z-I-J as in Jerry. A.
Okay. And is there more to it? Is it?
I'm sorry. It's the only one that I know of that has the fruit, the seeds, and the leaves.
Okay. And this is a powder?
Yes. It's about 4 grams. And you can mix it in 8 ounces or more of water.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. I'm looking forward to trying some. I haven't ingested any of this yet, but I'm looking forward to it. And I am really, really excited about this because this isn't something that's really hard to grow. It seems like it's really easy to grow. I think I'm going to have to put them indoors in the wintertime. And,
my understanding is you can keep them trimmed to about 3 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds great.
If you need to.
So, okay, so anything over 3 feet, we eat.
Well, I mean, they'll grow to 7 or 8 or 9 feet. But you can trim them back, and they'll regrow out of 3 feet.
That sounds great. You know, Joe in Arkansas is with us. And you know, Dr. Shuley, I lost my temper on the air one day recently. And because one of our class decided that he just wanted to use USA Prepares as a platform to just say whatever he wanted, way off topic. And I just lost my temper. And now I think just about everybody who calls in wants me to know that they're going to be on topic. Welcome, Joe in Arkansas.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Y'all there?
Hey, Joe, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Did you hear what I said about Did you hear what I said about being on topic and how it seems like everybody who calls in wants to be on topic now?
Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's great.
Well, I did lose my temper. And,
okay.
So anyway, Joe, how can we help you?
Can I back up a little bit on the earlier topic?
Sure, of course.
Okay. The electric cars, when they catch on fire, the batteries catch on fire, you can't put them out.
Hope you can get out of your car before it's all over.
So they've been known to catch on fire in the impound yard or on the tow truck. So they're teaching fire departments, teaching fire departments on how to put these cars out, which is really to just let them burn down. Because you just put water on them, they're not going to go out.
Let me ask you this, Joe. Are you involved in fire protection? Are you a volunteer fireman or a professional fireman?
I'm a volunteer fireman.
Okay. I was when I was younger as well. And class, one of the things that you learn day number one when you're on site, fires are hot. That's the first thing you learn. And I remember having the hair on my knuckles singed. And just as an aside, the recent firemen's hats have that duck tail in the back, is so that when you are in the midst of a fire and you are using a fire hose, there's water everywhere, and the water that hits the helmet runs down the back, and it runs off the back of the hat, not down your fire jacket. So it runs on the outside. That's why it's like that. And the reason that firemen's hats have a point with a kind of like a brass, it's really steel, but it's brass plated, little point on the top front, is so that you can take your helmet in your hand and use it to smash through glass. That's why it has that sharp peak on the top front of the helmet. Just two tidbits of information about firemen. So, Joe, I believe you're absolutely right, but electric cars aren't the only ones that catch on fire. Diesel does too, but not as much as gasoline. Gasoline is like number one best for catching on fire in an accident. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
My concern is the heavy metals that are then consumed by the flame with the electric car batteries, and of course all the plastic. And all the plastic that goes into smoke that you get to breathe in while you're surrounding that fire. Pretty dangerous stuff.
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth. That is our concern, is the plastic and how to approach these car fires and to make sure we're upwind from this stuff that's burning. And try to do a 360 and before we do anything.
Well,
when you say that, you mean take a look completely around so you know what the situation is.
Yep.
When they convert to all electric cars, I'll get my horse and buggy back.
Yeah. Well, Joe, let me ask you this. So you live in Arkansas. Is that rural Arkansas or a city?
Rural. I'm off the grid.
You're off the grid?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you look at electric vehicles, do you see anything practical about them for someone who lives outside of the city in a rural environment? I don't. It doesn't work for me. But do you see any practical applications in the near future?
No, I don't.
I don't see any practical implications or indications even in the city, Vince. I think it's terrible.
Yeah. I was at Sam's Club in Springfield, Dr. Shealy, near your office on Sunshine. And so I was at the gas pump, and there was this guy that had this electric gas hybrid car. And, naturally, I can't resist talking to people, even at the gas pumps. So this guy's putting gasoline in his electric gas hybrid vehicle. And I looked at him and I said, "Oh, those things use gasoline? And he said, yeah. And I said, I thought they were electric. And he said, well, no, I want to go to St. Louis. And that's a three-hour trip, and I can only go about an hour. So here's a guy that thinks he's doing a real good thing by having an electric-slash-gasoline-powered vehicle, but yet if he wants to go somewhere of any distance, he can't without gasoline. And that is just the salient point, that you need, you can't get the density in an electric battery pack. You just can't. And, you know, it's not so expensive to generate electricity, but it's really expensive to store it. And let me give you an example of what I'm saying. So let's say you have a well. And you say, you know what, but I don't need water all the time, but you know, sometimes at night I want to get some water, and I want the well to have some water and or pump up the water. So I'll have a big battery bank so that I can power this big electric pump to pump the water up 300 feet from a well. Well, there's another way of doing it. So if the sun's shining, you have a continuously operating pump, and you put the water in a tank overhead. So instead of storing electricity to run the pump whenever you feel like it, you store the water at a height that gravity will let it flow downward so you can use it. So instead of storing electricity, you store water. That's how you do it. I mean, that's the secret. And that's how municipalities do it. They put the water in these overhead tanks. And that gives it the pressure to come out of your faucet. But the bottom line is, electricity is expensive to store. And then the ultimate proof of that is, how cheap are electric cars? Not so cheap, right? They're really expensive.
From what I hear, when you go to charge your car up, if you're on the road, it can take 2 to 5 hours to charge your car back up.
Right. It can. And so what they're now doing... I saw a design of an electric charging station. So what they have is like a restaurant there. So you pull your vehicle in, and they've got some solar panels, and they act like the solar panels are going to provide the electricity to charge your car. Well, not at night they're not. Not on cloudy days they're not. Not when it's snowing they're not. And they have the restaurant so you can have a long leisurely meal for like half a day while your car charges. Joe, did you want to stick around?
Yes, today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Best Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and if you'd like to call his clinic in Springfield, Missouri, that's the central time zone in the United States, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. Joe in Arkansas is with us. Joe, anything else you'd like to say to Dr. Shealy?
Yes, Dr. Shealy, with the lemongrass tea, is it loaded with electrolytes?
No. I mean, it has, of course, a little bit of sodium and a little bit of chloride, but no, it's not loaded with, no. It has a lot of potassium.
Okay, that's considered an electrolyte, right? Potassium?
Oh, yeah, and it is one of the best.
Okay. In a grid-down situation, what is your recommendation of, like, a protein powder or a raw meal powder?
I don't know that one.
Okay. I just was curious what that
is. Let me see if I've got... I think what he's asking, Dr. Shealy, is when times get tough, if you're going to store a protein powder in advance... food in
advance. That would be whey.
What do you recommend? Yes.
Whey protein.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the best. I take that every day.
Okay. So, sounds good, guys. I appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
And you, thanks.
Joe, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for being with us. That was Joe in Arkansas. Class, if you'd like to call in, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Dr. Shealy, there was some alcohol poisoning in Costa Rica. It's suspected of killing at least 19 people.
Wow.
Recently. So, yeah, and here's what happened. This is quite unbelievable. According to CBS News, Costa Rica has issued a national alert about tainted alcohol. 19 people were confirmed to have died over the past few weeks from methanol poisoning. And the government says that several brands have been tainted with methanol, a poisonous alcohol found in solvents and antifreeze. And it's wood alcohol, class. That's what methanol is. That's the...
very poison.
It's not... Yeah, it's... Well, you've heard of, you know, alcoholics, you know, on the street drinking wood alcohol because they had to have alcohol and they went blind from it. You've heard those stories. So there are there are about 30,000 bottles of alcohol suspected to be poisoned under various names. I'm just going to read a few of them. Garo Montano, Garo Grand Apache, another one is Molotov, something or other. So there are several brands. You can look it up on CBS News. I don't have a website up because we've been just brutally attacked by the trolls. So I took down the website, you know, for now. And if they behave, then I'll put it back up. But they were calling our instructors because I had the contact information on the website for our instructors. I thought it was a public service where, you know, if people really wanted to talk to our instructors, they could. The instructors would provide the contact information. But then the trolls started calling our instructors and harassing them. So I took down the website. So maybe someday I'll put it back on. But why? It's because of the few trolls who just are miserable. And so they made it difficult for everyone to get in touch with our instructors because I refuse to allow them to have easy access to our instructors' contact information to get our instructors beat up for what? For volunteering to be on the air and sharing their information? So that's what happened. So, Dr. Shealy, methanol alcohol.
Very poison.
What can you tell us about that? What does it do? How does it kill us?
Well, I mean, it's totally poison to the entire nervous system, like the brain. And it comes from, you know, from wood instead of from grains or grapes or whatever. And it's been known to be poison since we've known almost anything about alcohol. Those companies should be toasted in public square in our electric chair or caned to death. I mean, that's absolutely unacceptable. That is murder.
Yeah, and so what that does to me is I look at this and I say, well, now everything is suspect. And you know, that may be wrong. But my opinion is, okay, if some sealed containers of allegedly legitimate alcohol for drinking is tainted, then I'm not going to want any alcohol of any kind, whether it's sealed or not. I mean, that's just the way I react. And 30,000 bottles suspect to be tainted, that's a lot. So, class, keep in mind that wood alcohol is a poison. And I've known that since I was a young child. I mean, they used to have skull and crossbones on the cans of wood alcohol. Like, don't drink this. It'll kill you. Dr. Shealy and I'll be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.